B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Moed Katan Daf Beis, and we're going to start from the very first Mishnah of the Masechta. And this Masechta, the first part of the Masechta, is going to be discussing primarily the halachas of Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed are those days between the first and last day of Pesach and between the first and last day of Sukkos. And the Gemara tells us in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches, and this is learned from Psukim, that certain malachas are osur, but not everything is osur. And the Gemara says that Loimosron Hakosov Elo Lechachomim, the Torah left it to our Chachomim to give us the guidelines what's mutar on Chol HaMoed and what is osur on Chol HaMoed. And that's going to be the discussion of this perek. Says the Mishnah, Mashkin Beis Hashlochin. There are two different types of fields, amongst others, but there's a Beis Hashlochin, which is an irrigated field, which means it's a field that cannot really survive solely on rainwater, and it needs to be irrigated with reservoirs of water, with streams flowing from them. One has to go out of one's way to give water to those fields. In contrast to a Stay Beis Habal, Stay Beis Habal is a field which is naturally irrigated, and it does not need, naturally watered, I should say, and does not need to be watered by man. And obviously, a Stay Beis Habal, even though adding water may improve the field and the fruits, and may make the fruits ripen faster, but the field would not get ruined. However, in the case of a Beis Hashlochin, which is a field which is dependent on the rain given by man, if we were not going to water it when necessary, then the field and the fruits could get ruined, and therefore there's a discussion, there's more leniency, and it's mutter to be mashkin Beis Hashlochin b'moyed on Chol HaMoed. Ubashvies, and we'll see in the Gemara also, but even in Shmita, where many malachas are osar, as we're going to learn, however, to water this field in order that the field and the crops should not get ruined is something which is allowed even in Shmita. Bein mimayon sheyotzo bitchilo, bein mimayon shelo yotzo bitchilo. Mayon is a spring. Typically, at some point, a spring would start gushing forth, and then it would find its way and create for itself a type of a stream, a path through which the waters can flow in whichever direction they're going to go. And when the waters first start flowing, then arranging and directing the water would mean digging a type of a channel and making a path. Then it could include, if things don't go right, don't go as planned, and the walls of this stream fall in, it could increase the amount of work a person has to do, the amount of effort he has to do. And one of the big rules of Hilchas Chol HaMoed is that excessive effort is osa. However, a mayon, a spring, which is lo yotzo b'tchilo, which means it's not now coming forth for the first time. This is a spring that's already come forth and has its path, and therefore there's very little work involved with channeling the water towards the field, and therefore it's easier. But the Mishnah says that one is allowed to water the field, this Beis Hashlochin, bein mimayon sheyotzo b'tchilo, bein mimayon shelo yotzo b'tchilo. Both those types of springs, a spring that is now coming out for the first time and one that's not coming out for the first time, one is allowed to water the Beis Hashlochin because it's a Dovar Ha'oved. If you don't do it, the crops, the field could get ruined. However, says the Mishnah, Aval Ein Mashkin, one's not allowed to water a field, Lo Yimei Hageshomim V'lo Yimei Hakiloin, not from reservoirs of rainwater and not from a well. And regarding the well, because having to bucket pail by pail of water from the well and put it onto the field is excessive work, and excessive work is one of the things which is not allowed to be done under normal circumstances on Chol HaMoed. About the Mea Geshomim, if you have a big reservoir of rainwater, why that would be different from the springs mentioned before in the Mishnah, that's something which is going to be discussed in the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah, Ve'ein oisin ugiyois lagafanim, they would typically dig ditches around the base of a grapevine in order to allow the water to collect there, and that way the roots will get the water they need. Your one's not allowed to dig those ditches on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Oimer, Ein Oisin Esa Omo B'tchilo B'moed, one's not allowed to dig out a stream at first on Chol HaMoed, which means that once, we'll see exactly in contrast to what this halacha is, but they would dig out streams for the water to go through and irrigate the fields. One's not allowed to originally dig out such a stream on Chol HaMoed, ubishvias nor on Shmita. The Chachomim say, oisin es ha'omo betchilo b'shvias, you are allowed to dig such a stream on Shvias, just not on Chol HaMoed. Umesaknin es ha'mukulkolis b'moed, and those streams that are damaged, they get blocked, then one is allowed to fix them on Chol HaMoed. Says the Mishnah, Masaknin es kilkule hamayim shebrashus harabim, when there's an issue with the waters that are collecting in public places, one's allowed to fix them on Chol HaMoed, umechatin oison, one's allowed to clear them out, because the need to have available drinking water is a public need and is important. Umesaknin es hadrochim, one's allowed to fix the roads, if there's road works that need doing, v'sarachoivois, the streets, v'es mikvois hamayim, and the mikvois, to make sure there's enough water, there's 40 saw of water in the mikvah, v'oisin kol tzorchi orabim, and any of other needs of the public, one's allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, umtzainin es hakvoris, one is allowed to mark where there's a kever, where there's a corpse or part of a corpse that's been buried, and if one doesn't mark it, a kohen could by mistake hover over it, and then if he's holding truma, the truma will become tomei, he won't be able to eat truma, he'll become tomei, and therefore they would mark around the graves, and one's allowed to mark them even on Chol HaMoed. V'yeitzin af al hakilayim, the agents of Beis Din would go out on Chol HaMoed to inspect whether the fields, whether there's kilayim growing in the fields. Kilayim is a mix of different vegetations that are not allowed to be grown together in close proximity, and they will check whether there is kilayim in the fields and take care of them according to the halacha, and we'll see more about all these details in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Hashta yesh loimar, mimayon sheyotza bitchila, da'osi le'in pulei, mashkin, Mimayon shelo yotza bitchilo, delo yosi lin pulei miboya. And here the Gemara is asking a question from the sequence in the Mishnah. The Mishnah started that one's allowed to water a beis hashlochin, an irrigated field, with a mayon from a stream sheyotza bitchilo, which is now for the first time running through on this path, and bein mimayon shelo yotza bitchilo, even a spring that's been there before. And it would seem that once you say in the Mishnah you're allowed to even water a field that is going through this, that is coming out, the water is coming out for the first time on Chol HaMoed, of course a stream that's already come out in the past, of course you're allowed to water with it. And so that should be taken for granted. Why did the Mishnah have to add that bein mimayon shelo yotza b'tchila, after you've already said that a mayon sheyotza b'tchila is allowed? Let's see that again. Hashta if now, yesh loimar, it would be taken for granted that once you've said that mimayon sheyotza b'tchilo, that of a stream that is coming out for the first time, the osilin puli, where such a stream, there's a risk of the walls of this stream caving in, and nonetheless, mashkin, we're not afraid it's going to cave in, because if it does cave in, there's going to be a very lot of extra work, which would be osor on Chol HaMoed, and nonetheless, we're not afraid that's going to happen, and mashkin, you're allowed to water the field with from such a stream, from such a spring, mimayon shelo yotza b'tchilo, then a type of spring where this is not the first time it's coming out, delo yosilin puli, and there's no risk of the walls of that stream caving in, miboya, can we not take it for granted that you can water from there on Chol HaMoed? So why does the Mishnah have to tell it to us? Answers the Gemara, Omri, Itzrach. There is an element of chiddush in that second statement in the Mishnah. Because iton mayon sheyotza b'tchilo, if it would only say, which would seem to be the bigger chiddush, that you're allowed to be mashkin beis hashaloch in an irrigated field, you're allowed to water from, or even from a spring, which is now yotza b'tchilo, I may have thought, have amina, I would have said, hacha, only in such a type of a spring, where there is risk of the walls caving in, who only in that case, the beis hashalochin in, that you're only allowed to water an irrigated field with such a spring, but beis habal, but a type of a field which is naturally watered, loy, you wouldn't be allowed to water another type of a field that doesn't rely so much on this spring. You're not allowed to use this type of a spring, on, you're not allowed to work with this water on Chol HaMoed, mishum de'asi lein pune, because we're afraid that the walls will cave in, and it's not really so necessary in a stay base hashloch, in a stay base habal, to do such. The field doesn't need that water. But I may have thought that avol mayon shelo yotzu b'tchila, I may have thought that a type of a spring where there's no risk of the walls caving in, because it's not a new path that this spring is choosing now, de'osilin puli, there's no risk of the walls caving in. I may have said, afilu beis habal nami, you're even allowed to water a stay beis habal, a field that doesn't rely so much on this water, nonetheless you'd be allowed to water it on Chol HaMoed, because there's no risk of the walls caving in. Komash malon, that's why the Mishnah tells us that lo yishno mayon sheyotza b'tchila, v'lo yishno mayon shelo yotza b'tchila, there's no difference what type of spring. Even a spring which is not coming out for the first time, only beis hashelochin in, you're only allowed to water with it a field called beis hashelochin, which is an irrigated field, a field that relies on this water, and beis habal loy, but a field which is more a lower down field where the rain water is sufficient for that type of field. In that case, you're not allowed to water on Chol HaMoed, even from a spring which is not choosing its path for the first time. Continues the Gemara, umay mashma. Why is it? Well, what would be the source? The high beis hashelochin, that the word shelochin that we're using, and we were translating it as an irrigated field, lishna de tzachusahi. Where do you see that beis hashelochin is, the word shelochin is a term of being thirsty, and a thirsting field, which means a field which is not satisfied by the rain and needs to be irrigated by man. So where would we see that the word shelochin actually means thirst? Says the Gemara d'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Asher korcho baderech vayzaniv b'cho kol anecheshole macharecho v'ato, and you were oyef, you were weak, you were faint, v'yogea, and exhausted. V'lo yore elikim. U'metargaminon, the targum of v'at oyef v'yogea is v'at meshalhi v'loi. So you see that oyef, which is faint and sort of thirsty and weak, is the word meshalhi. And the hey and the ches often are interchanged with each other. So you see that meshalhi means a thirst, means thirsting. So beis hashlochin means a thirsty field. Umay mashma, what would be the source? Dahai beis habal, that the word beis habal is lishna demay sufusahu, that it's the term of being settled, of being a field which is okay for itself. It doesn't need to be externally watered, it is naturally watered from the rain. Dechsiv, because it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, ki yiv'al bochur basula, yiv'alucha bonaych, umesois choson alkala yosis olaych eloikoych. Umetargaminon, and the targum for the word ki yiv oil bochur basula, ki yiv al bochur basula, is arei kamod de mitoisav ulam im basulto, yesaisvun begaveich bonaich. So you see here that the word ki yiv al, which is from the same term as the beis habal, is a term used to be settled, and it's where everything is rested and at peace. So you see that in this pasuk, and that's why beis habal is a field that's not needy, and a beis hashlochin is a needy field, one that needs to be irrigated. Continues the Gemara. Man tana, we're soon going to see a number of tanoim. We're first going to have Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and then we'll have Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We have four different tanoim, and we're wondering which one of these tanoim could actually be the author of our Mishnah. And if you had to sum up the beginning of our Mishnah in terms of the halachas of Chol HaMoed, what do we see? We see, number one, that there's a difference between Beis HaShelochin and Beis HaBal. That Beis HaShelochin, there's a hefsed, there's a loss if you don't water it, and Beis HaBal, there's no loss. It would only be harvocha, it would be extra benefit and profit, but wouldn't actually be saving from a loss. That's one thing that we see in the Mishnah. You're only allowed to work on Chol HaMoed for something which is to prevent a loss, not for extra benefit and gain. That's one thing we see. And we also see that even Beis HaShelochin itself, you're allowed to exert a certain amount of effort, but not too much. That, for example, the watering the field from the Mei Geshomim and Mei Akiloin, which would be bucket by bucket, taking the water out of a well, that you're not allowed to do, even for a Beis HaShalochin. The question is, which Tana holds that for Harvacha, nothing is mutter, for Hefsed, it's mutter, but not Tircha Yaseira, not an excessive amount of effort. Man Tana de Pseido in Harvacha loy, which Tana holds that to prevent a loss, one's allowed to work on Chol HaMoed, but not for extra profit, the Filu B'mokim Pseido, even where it could be a loss, Mitrach Nami loy Torchinon, an over amount of effort is also not allowed on Chol HaMoed. Which Tana would this be? Omer Rav Huna suggested Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakovi. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov ditnan, we're going to learn in a Mishnah on Dav Vav, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer. Moishchin es hamayim, one's allowed to draw the water mi'ilon li'ilon. If there's a pool of water which is stationed at the base, at the roots of one of the trees, you're allowed to make a little ditch and allow the water to travel to the next tree, because all the trees need water. And ni'ilon has the same status of a Beis HaShalochin, where every tree needs to be given its water. The field as a whole, not necessarily, but from either trees do need it. But you're not allowed to water the whole field. We're talking about a Steh Habal. The trees in a Steh Habal have the status of a Beis HaShalochin because they need the water, but the rest of the field doesn't need it. And therefore, you're not allowed to water the rest of the field. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says. So what do we see from here? He says clearly that for Pseida, to prevent a loss, you're allowed to work on Chol HaMoed, but not in order to gain extra profits. Says the Gemara, you're right. As far as the first concept, the difference between Beis HaShalochin and Beis HaBal, indeed, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that way. But the second detail, that in the case of a Beis HaShalochin, that you're not allowed to do an over amount of work, that you didn't see. Eimer de Shomusle, Rabbi Elazar, all you see for Rabbi Elazar is Harvocha de Loi, that if the work you're doing is only to make extra profit, that's awesome. Tircha, but to do extra amount of work, but or not to be allowed to do an extra amount of effort, but mocking Pseida in a field that would get damaged if you didn't, Mishamasle. How do you know that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would say it's Osir, as our Mishnah says? Elam Rav Papa argues with Rav Huna and says that the Tana of our Mishnah is not necessarily Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, how many Rabbi Yehuda he. It's actually Rabbi Yehuda in the coming Braisa. The Tani we learnt in the Braisa. Ma'ayon hayotza b'tchila. That means with the content, the context, and it's important to remember this, of this Braisa, is we're discussing primarily this type of a spring that was mentioned in the Mishnah, that it's a Ma'ayon hayotza b'tchila. It's the first time this spring is choosing its path and watering a field with it and channeling the water towards the field could, if the walls collapse in, it could be an extra, a lot of extra work. And that's the discussion of this Braisa. A Ma'ayon hayotza b'tchila. Mashkin mimenu, you're allowed to water from it, a filu stay beis habal. Clearly not like in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that mashkin beis hashalochin and a beis habal, you're not allowed to. But Divi Reb Meir holds that even though it's a mayon hayotza b'tchila, you're allowed to, and there is a risk of the walls caving in, you're allowed to even water with it a field which is a beis habal, which a field that would not get ruined if you didn't do it. Rav Meir says it's mutter. And there's a discussion exactly what Rav Meir means. According to the Ran says that Rav Meir assumes that every stay beis habal has a certain element of hefsed in it, but that's not the discussion we need to go into now. So that's the opinion of Rav Meir, clearly not like our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda argues with Rav Meir and says, Ein mashkin elo stay beis hashlochin shechareva. Only a sodeh field of a beis hashlochin which is dried out, it's craving for rain, for water, it's thirsting for water. You're allowed to. That's the only type of field that you're allowed to water on Chol HaMoed, and that conforms with our Mishnah that only a beis hashlochin, not a beis habal. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Yomer. Loikach v'loikach. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says that even a stay base, well, we'll soon see exactly what loikach v'loikach, what that means. But Rabbi Elazar is going to say that even a base hashalochin, loikach v'loikach means that irrespective of whether it's chareva or not chareva, whether it's thirsting or not thirsting, you're not allowed to water a field. And again, that's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says you are allowed to water a beis hashelachin. Yeser al kain, Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda adds on and says, not only are you only allowed to water a beis hashelachin, not beis habal, but also lo yifne odom amas hamayim v'yashke leginosoy ulochirvosoy. And Tosus explains what this means is that even a beis hashlochin, even a place that needs to be watered, and you're allowed to water from a mayon sheyotzo bitchilo, but you're not allowed to actually clean away the stream where the water is flowing along in order for the water to get to the field, because that is a tircha yaseira, it's an excessive amount of effort, which is osur on chol hamoed. Says the Gemara, my chorva, we saw that Rabbi Yehuda said that you're allowed to be mashkin only a beis hashlochin shechorva, that's dried out. What does that mean? Ilei mechorva mamash, does it mean that the field is totally dried out? Lo moli de mashkilo. Why would I be allowed to water that on chol hamoed? Once a field is totally dried out, it's ruined. Nothing's going to grow there anymore. It's not going to help just to put some to water it. Omar Abaya says what it means is shechorva mimayon ze. It means that one of the springs that were watering this field had dried out, and now a different spring had come forth and is watering the field. So Rav Yehuda says that this type of field, which is used to getting water, then you're allowed to water it with this new spring that's just emerged. You're allowed to water this field because it's a hefset. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, lo yikach v'lo yikach. When we saw in the Braisa that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, not like this and not like this, and either way it's osur, what does he mean? Lo yishno chorav mayono, v'lo yishno lo yichorav mayono. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that it doesn't matter if the original spring is dried out or not. Mayon sheyotzo betchilo loy, any new spring that comes forth, you're not allowed to water a field with it. He seems to hold that mayon sheloyotza betchilo, which means a type of a stream which is already a spring, which has already got its set path, that's okay. There's no risk of the walls caving in, there's no risk of extra work, and therefore it's mutter. Our Mishnah clearly says that mashkin beis hashelachin, even from a mayon sheyotza betchilo. So it's clear from it would seem clear that Rabbi Yehuda, who says that from a mayon ayotza betchilo, that your mashkin base shlochin and not base habal, and even a base hashlochin, you're not allowed to do lo yafne odom amas ma'amayim because it's extra work. So which would parallel and correspond to the type of effort of mei geshomim and mei kiloin mentioned in the Mishnah. It would seem clear, and this is what Rav Papa suggested, that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that you're never allowed to water a field, loy, you're never allowed to water a field from a mayon which is yotza bitchila. Not like it says in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara is asking, umimai, it's true that you saw in this braisa that you're only allowed to water according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're only allowed to water a beis hashlochin and not a beis habal, but we'll remember, what was the first words of this braisa? Mayon hayotza betchila. The braisa is primarily discussing only a mayon hayotza betchila. So Dilma, maybe adkan loikomar Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Rabbi Yehuda only says that beis hashlochin in u beis habal loy. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that a beis hashlochin you're allowed to water and a beis habal loy is elom imayon sheyotza betchila? Only in context of this braisa, which is a mayon sheyotza betchila. But and the reason for that would be Dilma Osile in Puleg, because maybe the walls of the stream will cave in, there'll be a lot of extra work, and therefore beis habal, where it's not so necessary to water it, you're not allowed to water it from such a spring on chol hamoed. Aval mayon shelo yotza betchila, but a type of a spring where it's not the first time that it's flowing through this path, dele osile in Puleg, there's no risk of the walls caving in, afilo beis habal nami, maybe even a beis habal you would be allowed to water from it, and that would be not like our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says explicitly that only beis hashelachin you're allowed to water from either of these types of springs. Says the Gemara that you're right, that your diuk, it could have a place, but if you're right, then we don't have any author for our Mishnah. Im kein masnisin aman tarmaya. Who are you going to attribute our Mishnah to? Elon or Rabbi Yehuda, it must be, that means the only choice we have is Rabbi Yehuda. Is the, of all the four Tanoim we've mentioned, the only one that would make sense is Rabbi Yehuda. And it must be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, lo yishno mayon sheyotzo b'tchilo, v'lo yishno mayon shelo yotzo b'tchilo, in both types of springs, beis hashlochin in, beis habal loy. Only a beis hashlochin, not a beis habal. If so, you're asking, why is the Rabbi Yehuda only talking about beis hashlochin? Why he's only talking about a mayon sheyotzo b'tchilo? Is in order to impress on us how lenient Rav Meir is. Even a type of a spring, which is the first time it's on this path through the field, nonetheless, mashkin rimenu, you're allowed to water from it. Even a type of field where there would be no losses and damages. If you didn't do it, it would still be mutter, according to Rav Meir. And that's why the Braisa and Rav Yehuda focuses primarily on this type of a, on this mayon sheyotza b'tchila, but not to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, mayon sheyotza b'tchila would be allowed by a beis habal, a stay habal. Continues the Gemara, Itmar, hamenachesh v'hamashke, and we'll see later why the Gemara brought this in. But the Mishnah is the Gemara is starting with a quote, with a statement. Hamenachesh v'amashke mayim lizroim. If somebody does one of two things, either he weeds, which is menachesh, or mashke, or he waters, lizroim, by the roots of something growing, b'shabbos, and he does this on Shabbos, mishomayim masrin bay. The Gemara is asking that doing it on Shabbos, it's clearly a melacha on Shabbos, which is osa, but which melacha is it? And the knowing which melacha is important, because when you give somebody hasra, when you see somebody being mechal Shabbos, it's important that you tell him, stop doing melacha X, whichever melacha it is. You have to know which melacha it is. So it's a machlekas Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba oimer mishum chayrish. Rabba says that it's similar to plowing. You're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. Rav Yosef omer mishum zorea. It's like sowing, planting. It's similar to planting. And before we continue, this was the opening statement of this sugya, menachesh v'mashke. And the Gemara is first going to discuss then menachesh, and then the Gemara is going to discuss the mashke. And from the mashkin, we're going to get back to our Mishnah. But that's the framework of this sugya. So we had Rabbi Rav Yosef. Rabbi says that weeding and watering is similar to plowing. Rav Yosef says that weeding or watering is similar to planting. Omar Rabbi says, Kavasi didi mistabra. It's probable, like I said, that weeding and watering is associated to plowing. Ma darka shel chayrish. In the same way as it's common, what does charisha, what does plowing do? Lirapuya ara, it softens the land in preparation to be able to plant in it. Hainami, also pulling out the weeds and also watering the earth, Nirapuya ara, it softens the earth, and therefore it is a toildo, so to speak, a child, so to speak, a subcategory of chayrish. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, no, kavasididi mistabra, it's more probable like I said. Ma darka shel zareah, in the same way as when you plant litzmucha peira, it's in order for fruits and plants to grow. Hochanami, so too. When you weed a field, it's in order that the things should grow better. When you water a field, it's in order that they should grow. And therefore, and matzmach peira, these also, menachesh amashke, they cause the fruits and the plants and the crops to grow. And therefore, menachesh and mashke would be subcategories of the melacha of zoyreya. Omale abaya, l'rabba. Abaya said to Rabba, l'ditcho kashya, I've got a question against you. L'ul Rav Yosef kashya. And to you, Rav Yosef, I've also got a question. L'ditcho kashya, you Rabba, I'm asking, mishum chayrish in, mishum zareah, loy, why are you assuming that menachesh and mashke are only chayrish, should also be zareah? Because it's true that it's softening the earth, but it's also causing the plants to grow. L'Rav Yosef Kashyan, on Rav Yosef, I've got a question. Mishum Zareah in Mishum Chayrish Loi. Is Menachesh and Mashke only similar to Zareah, not to Chayrish? It should be both. And Abaya now adds, V'chitema, are you going to say, Kol Heicha De'ikatarati, whenever you've got two types of melachas, a single activity that could correspond or could represent two melachas, Loi Mechayev Elochoda, that he's only going to be Chayev for one, and the Machlekes Rabban Rav Yosef was just, which one? V'omer Rav Kahana, it's not true. Did Rav Kahana not say that zoymer, if somebody trims the branches, trims the tree, v'tzorich le'etzim, and he needs the wood. Sometimes you trim it. A plant, a bush, a tree, just in order to that the woods shouldn't be on the branch, shouldn't be on the tree. And if you do that, you'll be chayav for noitea, for planting, because you're making the plants, the crops grow better. But if you don't want the woods. But if you do want the wood, you're also chayav for koitzer, for reaping. When you reap something, you want what you're taking down. So if zoymer, if he's trimming, which is helping the tree, what remains, it's helping it grow better. V'tzorech le'etzim, and he wants the wood, chayav shtayim, you're chayav for two melachos. Achas mishum noitea, one for, so to speak, for planting, for sowing, because you're making the what's left grow better. V'achas mishum koitzer, and also reaping, because you want the wood. Kasha, and this is a question which stays a question, the Gemara doesn't tell us an answer. This was a reservation Abaya had against Rabba and Rav Yosef. Either way, Eisvei Rav Yosef le Rabba. Rav Yosef, who said that Menachesh, and now we're going to speak exclusively about Menachesh, which is weeding. That Rabba said that when one weeds, one is chayev because of chayrish, and Rav Yosef says you chayev mishum zeria. So Rav Yosef is asking to Rabba that we learnt as follows in a brisa. Hamenachesh, if somebody weeds, v'amachape, or if somebody covers over the roots, lekilaim, of a field where there's kilaim, which is a mixture of plantation which is not allowed to be grown together, then if somebody's doing menachesh, loika, then yuchayev malkus. Rabbi Kiva adds and says, af hamekayim, even if you just maintain it and you don't do anything with it, you're also loika, you're also chayev. So now Rav Yosef is asking to Rabba, Bishlei Meledidi, according to me, Rav Yosef, Da Amina Mishum Zareya, I say that Menachesh weeding is actually a form of planting, it's Zareya. Hainu Da Asira Zri Beklaim. That Zareya Beklaim, then it makes sense. It says in the Brisa, regarding Kilaim, that you're Chayev, if you're Menachesh, Menachesh or Mechape Le Kilaim Loika. So Rav Yosef is saying to Rabba, according to me, it makes sense that you're Loika. You get Malkus because it's Zoreah, Zoreah, you're not allowed to plant Kilaim. Elo leditcho, but according to you, Rabba, the Omris Mishum Chayrish, you say that Menachesh, weeding, is not considered planting, it's just considered plowing. Charisha b'Kilaim mi'asira, do we find any type of Issa to plow a field in order to plant Kilaim? You're not allowed to plant Kilaim, but when you're plowing, there's no Kilaim there. So there's no Issa of Charisha by Kilaim. So how can you, Rabba, understand Menachesh v'mechape lekilaim loika, if you hold that Menachesh is choifer, choifer chafir bekilaim is loika? Omer le mishum mekayim. So Rabba answered to Rav Yosef that Menachesh v'mechape you're chayev not for the act of actually doing the weeding or the covering, but it's just what you're doing. You are sort of maintaining kilaim, and if you maintain kilaim, then and weeding and covering up the roots, that is a type of a maintaining of the kilaim, and that's why you're chayev. And indeed, he is doing chayrish, but chayrish is not an issa that applies to kilaim. Maintaining is kilaim. Asks the Gemara, v'ha midiktoni sefer, but did we not see in the brisa that the continuation of this brisa is that Rabbi Kiva oimer af hamikayim, Rabbi Kiva says not only do you get malchus for menachesh u'machape, but also for maintaining. Michlal, we can assume from the words of Rabbi Akiva, the Tanakama, that the original Amanda Omar in the Mishnah, in the Brisa, Lav Mishum Mekayim, who is Chayev, not for Mekayim, for maintaining, but for the actual Menachesh U'machape. And then Rav Yosef's question comes back and says, if Menachesh is Chayrish, how can you get Malkus for plowing Kilayim? Kilayim doesn't know about an Issa of Charisha. Answers the Gemara, Kula Rabbi Akiva. The whole Brisa is Rabbi Akiva, and it's only because of Mekayim. And this is how Rabba has to learn. According to Rav Yosef, there's no problem. Rav Yosef says, Menachesh u'mechape lekilaim is going to be loika because of Zoreya. But according to Rabba, who doesn't have Zoreya, he would say chayrish, and there's no chayrish by kilaim. It's only because of mekayim, of maintaining. Umay tamak omar. Even though it looks like the Brice has got two opinions, a Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva, no. It's just a my tamer. Rabbi Akiva is just explaining the reasoning of the halacha stated before. Umay tamer, Omar. Why is a person going to get malchus if he's menachish or mechape by kilayim? Mishum mekayim, because he's maintaining the kilayim. Shere b'Akiva oimer, because Rabbi Akiva said af hamekayim, even somebody who maintains kilayim is chayev. My Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, what would be the source for Rabbi Akiva that just maintaining kilayim is chayev? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa that says in the pasuk, Sodcha lo yisizra kilayim. You're not allowed to plant kilayim in your field. Ein li elo zoreya. If you just read that pasuk at face value, it just says you're not allowed to plant kilayim. Mekayim minayin. How do you know there's an issa even to maintain kilayim? Talmud loyma. So we change around the words in the pasuk a bit, and it's as if it says kilayim sodcha loy. We play around with the words. And there are many different explanations in the Rishonim exactly how the Gemara came to this conclusion, because of the extra words, because of a sequence in the Pasuk. But either way, Talmud Loime Kilaim Sod Choloi, that from these we can arrange the words in this Pasuk as if it says, Kilaim in your field, Loi. Nothing to do with the Zaria. Even without actually planting the Kilaim, you're not allowed to do anything that's going to maintain the Kilaim. And therefore, this is the source, according to Rabbi Akiva, that if you do anything to maintain the Kilaim, you're also Chayev. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next Shir, we're going to continue from here.